This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, Tuesday, October the 20th, you have found, where you're looking, if you're, this is kind of like the lost and found. Yes. You were lost and we found you on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We are guided by the light, as it were. Actually, the moon. Do you see the little sliver? Just an eensy, teensy, weeny bit of moon last night, ladies? Yeah. It's nice to see. It's kind of an interesting. The moon last month and this month would be very, very bright because it actually is closer. I don't know what that means astrologically, but it's closer to the Earth. So we'll probably find that out after we find out other things. Like, there are several versions of people in the news today. Jennifer, do you want to take us into...
More people than we want to know.
Yes. It could be. All right, so who's zooming whom, as it were?
All I can say is when O.J. Simpson is mocking you...
Oh, O.J. Simpson!
You know it's a real problem. So O.J. Simpson was mocking Jeffrey Toobin. We'll tell you what he did in just a few moments. But O.J.'s quote was, damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater.
Oh, way to jump back into the cultural zeitgeist there, O.J. Nice.
Oh, O.J. Simpson.
So Jeffrey Toobin was making news yesterday. I can't even tell you what was trending when I said, what is Zoom? And it turns out, yeah.
That if the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Jeffrey Toobin was thought that he
Why
was.
Why don't you explain who Jeffrey Toobin is first?
Okay. He works for The New Yorker. He's also the legal analyst, the chief legal analyst for CNN. So staff writer, chief legal analyst. And apparently he was on a Zoom call and thought that the Zoom call, he thought that he had muted himself, essentially taken the camera down. And apparently... showed his goods. And
it was John Hancock.
Right. And it wasn't just that he showed it. There was some checking it out, if you get my drift. He kind of pulled the Pee Wee Herman, basically. O.J. Simpson said it right. So he's been suspended from The New Yorker, and he has apologized to his wife and his family for doing this. He said that he thought that he was on the call, but he thought that he had taken the camera down, so he was surprised that his coworkers saw all of the dirty details, but they did.
He was also on a sex call. It's like the Zoom equivalent of a phone sex line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, he thought that he got off of his work call and then got off on the other call. I didn't mean to say it that way. I just realized. But
that's about right.
So, but the thing that really...
Jay Simpson.
The thing that really just, like, blows my mind about this is that instead of just... I'm sure he's embarrassed. But instead of just being embarrassed and just apologizing, he tried to make it better by saying, well, I thought the camera was off.
Right.
It's like, well, what? That's not an apology. That's just, oh, my gosh.
That's sort of, no offense, Doug, but that's sort of a man thing, though. Like, instead of just going, okay, I got caught. This, you know, I should just, like, cop to it. It was like, oh, no, but it was the camera's fault because I thought the camera was off.
Right. The yeah, exactly. I thought the yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who else is who's zooming whom in any other departments? Do you have anything else that we can sink our teeth into, as it were?
That wasn't enough for you? Do you know what was trending? I was texting Victoria last night, and I said I had an event on Sunday, and I was actually – I ended up taking the day off of another job. I have, like, multiple jobs. And so I actually took, like, a three-hour nap yesterday, which I don't do. And when I woke up and saw Zoom blank trending, I thought, what is happening?
Oh, well, Jay no. Simpson.
People are getting into precarious situations with this Zoom stuff, I think. But, I mean, to be in the middle of the
day.
The lady
who flushed the toilet on Zoom seem like totally fine now.
Totally normal. It's just so bizarre to me. It's like, wait a minute, you're on a work call. It's the middle of the day. You're at home with your family. Really? Like, is that what the shower's for? I don't know. It just, the whole thing is, it really reeks of sexual deviance to me, yeah. And I, like, never
and
say that, but
it guys,
kind of, it's very pervy.
He's one of the ones that that judge people a lot, too. So it's,
oh, yeah.
You're
he
always,
is very judgy.
It's always the ones that judge the hardest that have the craziest stuff in their rearview mirror, I think.
Well, totally. I think that goes for politics as well, frankly. There's a fatigue. Maybe the reason that we start this hour with that conversation is because there's so much fatigue surrounding the virus, surrounding the personalities involved. And I would say this in any company, I am very tired of all of the back and forth. And I think this is the kind of stuff that I was referring to when people, although, as Victoria said, and I think Jennifer has agreed, I'm not sure I agree 100% that people have made up their minds, but when you see
really?
Something or you hear something, well, when Trump calls Fauci a disaster and an idiot, yeah, enough already. All right already. What is it that gets this guy to pull the plug? He said the Americans are tired of COVID. That's true. They are, but they're also tired, I think,
the whole world is.
Of this kind of, yeah, people are really, they're burned out of it, and it's time to kind of move into some other focus. And yet, story after story and focus after focus is here, but Trump didn't like Fauci. We were talking about this yesterday, Jennifer, what Fauci said on 60 Minutes. As a matter of fact, it's part of our download. If you listen to the DJV download, it's there. As part of our conversation, DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. At any rate, so there's this and, you know, whether he fires Fauci, what sort of a, if in fact,
he's not going to fire Fauci.
He won't.
He's
no,
not
but
going to fire
yeah.
Fauci.
Yeah,
and
it
he's listened
sense.
To everything that Fauci has said. He's name-calling now because he's tired of it. Like everybody
well, but
else.
What does name-calling get, Jennifer?
It's what he's always...
the president.
I understand.
That's what he does. He
but
does
here's the thing. You either want someone who doesn't name-call and is a crook, or you have someone who name-calls and is actually getting some stuff done. So you have a choice to make.
Well, I think there's a little crookedness all
oh,
the way.
Wow.
There's plenty of crookedness
wait, are we talking about
around.
Biden?
absolutely. I'm really done with the defense of Biden. Just a senile old man. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's in bed with the Chinese, and this is a really dangerous time in our country. And so there are choices to be made, but that's not necessarily the conversation. I think, and this is the best way that I can put it, talking with someone over the weekend, Dennis Prager, who's a radio person, and you like him
very
a lot.
Good radio
he
radio.
Says, science only knows science. And so Fauci is only speaking from the point of view of a doctor. Your doctor might say the same thing that Dr.
Ken Kronos is the same way. He really is the same, our Dr. Ken.
But they're not considering the whole 100% package, which is that there's an economy to think about. There are mental
I'm on
issues
board with
to
that.
Think
I'm,
about.
I'm not going to argue with that. But that point, I'm on board with that. The economy has gone into the tank, and I don't know how you measure things. At first, before anybody knew what the real ramifications of this were, maybe pulling the plug and slowing down a little bit was worthwhile. But once you really saw what the trends were, what the patterns were, what the outcomes were, then it's time to sort of bring back or refocus on how practical is it for us to shut down all these businesses, create this mayhem in so many people's lives. Yes, it has hurt a lot of people, families, folks who've lost important loved ones. There's no question about that. But when you really think it through from the non-scientific point of view and understand that there are other things there are still questions in lots of people's minds about what really it is. I think the numbers on either side, Victoria, you've talked about this a good deal, whether it's being reported correctly, are they dying of this thing, or are they dying of that thing, is it COVID that's killing you, or is it a heart attack, or
the
is it...
The comorbidity thing is making it very hard to classify.
Right.
You know,
so that's even more reason to get off of this thing the way that we have and go back to some sort of
normalcy. No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. That's the opposite of what I'm saying. I want normalcy. Everyone wants normalcy. Yeah. But are we really willing to just toss human lives aside? I don't understand that.
Where's the equation here? Where human lives are going to be lost to no matter what? Under the
I mean, already you've got...
I just will never make that statement. I believe in human life.
But the fatality rate is very low on this. The fatality rate is around 1%. And so if this is a disease with a 1% fatality rate, is it worth shutting down everything? I mean, one of the things that we talked about is that not only, you're considering trying to save lives. That's great. That's fine. You're saving 1% basically of the population. But at what cost? And it's not just an economic cost. The amount of people who are using drugs and who are abusing alcohol because of this has skyrocketed. The mental illness that's come with this skyrocketed. So
I'm not disagreeing. You know, there are a lot of other side effects from this that are really detrimental. I get it. But this was a deadly disease that we did not shut down soon enough. And the economic ramifications are a result of that. Businesses were not able to be prepared. People were scrambling for toilet paper in what is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. This was an absolute poop show, and the way it was handled was ridiculous. So you can't just part and parcel.
Thing.
Oh well, the economic shutdown. You have to look at the whole package, which is what your friend is saying. But on the other end of that, you do have to look at the whole package and look at how this was handled. And the reason we're in such economic dire straits is because we didn't handle it right.
I don't believe anybody handled it perfectly.
3 months, he ignored it.
Victoria,
would have had time to prepare more.
Victoria, he was talking about it.
He was talking about it.
But if that's what we're talking about, the economic ramifications of where we are now.
But what did people say when he was talking about it when he was being impeached?
People said a few months ago, not the past.
Well, it isn't anything you can do anything about.
Like, can you guys hear me at all?
Jenna, I hear what you're saying.
Let me just finish the statement, then we'll pause. When he started talking about the coronavirus, Democrats were accusing him of distracting from his impeachment. He blocked travel at the end of January. He dealt with this before anybody else in this country, including Cuomo, including Pelosi, including anybody else who's criticizing him right now.
March.
We shut down travel at the end of January.
To China, from China, that was it. Mm-hmm. But that's not where the disease came from in New York. So it's whatever. I'm just saying, you have to look at the whole picture. I understand that, but I think that there were a lot of missteps along the way that has created to not only the death toll, but also the economic death toll that we've paid to.
Pandemic fatigue is kind of will be the new phrase as we move forward, I think, into the next phase, whatever it is. But at the moment, we're in pandemic fatigue, I think. 19 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. No more crash diets, no more drugs, no more stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural healthy choice to help you lose the weight that you have on your body safely. Calitrin has been proven to help with weight loss, joint pain, better sleep, more natural energy, without any side effects, because it's all natural. If you take it consistently, like Jennifer does every night before she goes to bed, works on an empty stomach at bedtime. If you can't take it consistently or you forget, you can take it first thing in the morning. It's okay. You can track your progress. You can keep your personal Calitrin consultant posted with your results. Yeah, there's a consultant there at toploss.com who will help you through the process. It works very easily, whether it's liquid or the capsules. You get results. It's America's number one choice. The bottom line is number one for healthy weight loss, 23 years and counting. So please check it out for your own benefit, your family's benefit. Toploss.com is the website. When you're checking out, use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay any shipping. You can buy three and get three. Buy three of the Calitrin. Get three accompanying products, if you will, or more Calitrin, whatever. It's all at toploss.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour now, music time in this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. 5 weeks it has been since the ACM Awards navigated the pandemic with a multi-venue broadcast. The CMT Music Awards are going to stage their own unique show, calling upon some of the genre's biggest names. Taylor Swift presents, Luke Combs performs, that sort of thing. They're going to help pivot from the usual live arena production to a special of the pre-tape performances are never as good as the live, but they're going to put pre-tape performances together with live elements through the awards, which will air on Wednesday, 8 o'clock on, let's see, the what is it? It's all over the place, right? It's on CMT, MTV, MTV2, Logo, Paramount Network, Pop, and TV Land. All over the place. Kane Brown, Ashley McBride, Modern Family actress Sarah Hyland are the three hosts of the show. Ashley McBride, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Kelsey Ballerini, Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett are the leading nominees, three nominations each. What's more significant? I guess that I wonder sometimes if there aren't so many of these awards that their value is watered down.
This one's the only one that's 100% voted on by fans. So that's why this tends, I think, to be, and Jen, you can speak to this more, because I haven't seen it that many years in a row, but this, I think, seems to be more personal to the artists because the fans are the ones voting.
Yeah, and it's more of a fun one. This one tends to be more of the fun award show. So, yes, the fan element at the end is a big one, and then also the fact
that... So, is this the one that Carrie Underwood was host of, and she didn't get any awards and was ticked off?
No, that's AC.
That's the other one. All right. Because she's up for Video of the Year this year, along with Keith Urban and Kelsey Ballerini. Luke Combs is up as well. Miranda Lambert, Tanya Tucker... Winners in all categories determined by online voting, as Victoria just suggested. Voting for the Video of the Year remains open through the time the show goes on. You can vote at vote.cmt.com. Maren Morris, Luke Combs, Brooks and Dunn, Morgan Whalen, Luke Bryan, Dan Shea, Little Big Town, Ashley McBride, Kane Brown, Jimmy Allen, Noah Cyrus, and Kelsey Ballerini are all among the performers. Shania Twain also will make her first CMT Music Awards performance.
Now Doug will watch.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I would like to, I'd watch Shania Twain. I'd watch her play basketball. Okay, 25 after the hour. Garth Brooks.
You have a Zoom call with her, right?
Yeah. All right. So Garth Brooks has got a new album. It's called Fun, and a concert set called the Triple Live Deluxe. His long-awaited new studio album is out on November 20th, announcing the record's release date along with a new concert album, which will actually come out the same day. He teased Fun back in 2018 with a single, All Day Long, and also a ballad called Stronger Than You. Both are included in this upcoming 14-track LP, along with his duet with Blake Shelton. It's called Dive Bar. Haven't we heard that? I think we've heard
yep.
that.
Haven't we? That was a big hit for them, I think. Yep.
Yeah, here we go. Let's crank these up a little more.
The only loving left are lost and lonely ones ever swam against the tide.
I like pianos in these things. The kind of accents.
I'm just amazed how much they sound alike in this.
And I was just going to say that.
Blake let country go. That's why.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, 7 tracks from Fun are currently available on Amazon, with whom Brooks has a streaming deal, has had since 2016. Garth will also release his second live album next month, Triple Live Deluxe, follow-up of sorts to the double live one done 22 years ago, featuring 30 songs over 3 CDs. Originally released in 2018 as Triple Live, the new deluxe version adds performances from Brooks' Stadium Tour to the track list. Both Fun and Triple Live Deluxe released with different album art options. Special edition of Fun features a holograph foil cover, while Triple Live Deluxe features 6 different covers. Both albums available on Amazon, Walmart, Target, and Brooks' Talk Shop Live channel. Huh, who would have known? All right, so there they are, the Singing Boys, Garth and Brooks. This is... You're still on Dive Bar?
I like it. Let it go. Yeah.
Let it go. It's 28 and a half at the hour on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. That's more than any country in the world. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With exactly 2 weeks until the election, President Trump spending his Monday campaigning in the Grand Canyon state.
This is an election that's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression. It's all a choice between getting a safe vaccine or really a lockdown.
President Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden off the campaign trail until the debate Thursday night. And the World Series gets underway tonight with the Tampa Bay Rays facing the Los Angeles Dodgers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. USA Radio News.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, 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 never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Democrat Vice Presidential Candidate Joe Biden on the campaign trail Sunday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid until Thursday's debate, which means, in essence, no public events are scheduled for the former vice president this week. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up. But he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
Democrat Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris was in Florida Monday. President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will at times have their microphones muted during the next debate, organizers said. When one of the two candidates is given a chance to reply to a 2-minute answer to each of the 6 debate topics, his opponent's microphone will be muted. The final debate scheduled between Trump and Biden is set for Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern in Nashville, Tennessee. It will be moderated by NBC News' Kristen Welker. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Half the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Time for people in the news. Lots of them. I've got a whole list here as long as my arm. Let's start with Jeff Bridges, lady, shall we? Victoria, you got the story. Jeff Bridges, one of the country's, I would say, better male actors, don't you think? Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, and
a fan favorite because of, you know, the Big Lebowski, especially pop culturally. He's announced that he's been diagnosed with lymphoma.
Ooh.
And we don't have a whole lot of details. He reached out to his fans on Twitter, and he said, although it's a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and will keep you posted of my recovery. And then he thanked everyone for all the well wishes because people just were like beside themselves when the dude, you know, from Big Lebowski has lymphoma. This is something that is, you know, nothing to mess around with. So we don't know what type of lymphoma it is. You know, that's the Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin.
Yeah.
So
Richard
we're not
Padden
sure.
Had it, and he was able to overcome it. It is overcome. The less serious, I think, is Hodgkin's. Non-Hodgkin's is more serious.
That's right.
If I remember correctly.
I think that's right. I think that's what Rich has told us all along. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
He's currently in production on a drama series called The Old Man, which he stars in, and he's also the executive producer. That is scheduled to debut on FX in 2021. So they're not really sure how that's going to be affected now, because he's going to have to stop and go through treatment. But, you know, we all love him, so hopefully he'll be okay.
You know, speaking of that, I talk often, somebody who's coming along, younger actor, who's my friend and a personal family friend, and is connected with my business on the farm, Jonathan Tucker, is the lead in that new NBC show, Debris, which they're eager to get out so they can get it on the air in January. Well, I think I said he fell down and he broke the first week of shooting. He was chasing one of the bad guys and fell down and broke his ankle. So it would be 4 to 6 months before he'd really be able to chase the bad guys again. But I was talking to him yesterday, and he said NBC scoured. They went about the business of trying to find somebody that could keep production going, and they found a body double. This is something else that happens from time to time. More in movies and TV shows.
Why is he doing his own stunts?
Yeah.
Well, because that's what he likes to do, but no more.
He's lucky. You know, sometimes day and age, depending on how early you are in a series, to not just get replaced when something like that happens. So
yeah.
It's a good thing that NBC went out and actually just found someone to do his stunts for him.
The reality of Rush Limbaugh deserves a moment or two. He was talking to listeners yesterday on his health. He has been very frank at this point. He said on the air yesterday he didn't think he'd make it to October. That tells you how serious.
Living under a death sentence.
Right. Yep. So it's just a matter of time, and he's only on, I think, one day a week now, isn't he?
On a little bit. I was talking with somebody, and I guess he's only missed about 25% of his shows up until this point.
Really?
But the person that I was talking to actually said, you know, when that we talked about this. I think it was the beginning of the year, but this is 2020, so it feels... It was the State of the Union, so yeah, it was February, I think. When President Trump asked him to come to the State of the Union, you remember that, right? And he was in the crowd, and he got an honor, Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump. Apparently, Rush was so sick that day that he didn't want to show up, but the president was insistent, saying, you got to come, you got to come, you got to come. And he showed up and ended up being there in the crowd. But he was really, really sick, and he has been. And he's been showing up even though he has not been feeling all that great, from what I hear. But it's sad. But you know what? What he said is true for all of us to remember. We're all operating with the death sentence. So he said, my goal is to have the most happy days that I can.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a reminder
seems
for all
very
of us.
Supportive. Yeah, right.
Because we're not all escaping this.
Then after that, within an hour after that, this idiot, I would like to, and I've always said this about Michael Weiner, who goes by the name of Michael Savage on the air. He went on the air to criticize Rush, saying he was crying about his cancer.
Oh, God.
And it was the worst 15 minutes in radio history. What possible excuse does this a-hole have for existing? Do people really think he has something to say, or there's any value to what he has to say? He's an angry I mean, it's sort of the atmosphere that we're in, I guess, because everybody seems to have a license to be an a-hole. But for somebody to say something like that about someone, whether you agree with Limbaugh or not in terms of what he says on the air, and maybe I could say the same thing for Savage, I suppose, but the Savage didn't really save AM radio, and Limbaugh did in no small way, a significant cultural impact. What good has Michael Savage done? What has he done? I leave that with those of you who may be fans of his. What possible good has this guy done with his career? And we'll move on now to Carol Baskin, who also is a name.
That's a hell of a
news
segue.
Yeah, well, you know,
well, actually, here's how you connect them. Michael Savage and Carol Baskin are all a little different. They're all unique personalities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so what? Having said that,
maybe
Jennifer,
Carol should feed Michael to a tiger like she did with her first husband. Yeah. Well, Carol Baskin. So Carol Baskin's new bombshell is that she has come out as bisexual, and so she says that she has always felt that she was different, and she feels that she said when she was very young, she thought she was in the wrong body. And then I guess as she became older and then started dating men, then she realized that she also could have the same feelings for women. So she now is trying to claim that she is an ally of the LGBTQ community and a member, which is kind of interesting because Joe Exotic, being openly gay, they're the same exact person. And so she says that, and here's what she says about Joe Exotic being gay. She said that they don't have any common ground and that he's not a good ambassador for the LGBTQ community. But,
she
who fed her first husband to a tiger, is a great ambassador of the LGBTQ community.
People always try to go, well, who's really the better person? Carol Baskin or Joe Exotic? Joe's in jail, so Carol must be the... No, they are both the same person, actually.
Right.
They both
exactly.
do the same thing, and they have the same life.
Which is in part what makes that series so entertaining, because there are zero likable characters, but the whole thing is so entertaining you can't not watch it.
They're both snappy dressers. I mean, please, they are the same
person. Bette Midler has shared a first look at Hocus Pocus as a reunion.
Ooh.
And the Sanderson sisters apparently are back together again from the looks of things. They haven't changed much. There was a photo from a rehearsal with their Hocus Pocus co-stars Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy and Jimmy, who are preparing to reunite for a Halloween virtual event this October 30th. Midler's caption was, "Your three fave witches." They're returning for one night at 8 o'clock on the 30th, the night before Halloween. That's a Friday night. Shows the trio in the pictures rehearsing in full costume from a green screen. They have a green screen because they add in all that stuff afterwards, all of the sort of the real hocus pocus.
Well, them on brooms, yeah. They're
yeah,
not really
right,
flying
exactly.
around on brooms.
Really?
I know.
Damn, why'd you spoil that for me?
Sorry, thought
that was...
You ruined all the fun.
Come on. All right, so you can go. There's a virtual event ticket available for $10 and benefit to what's NYRP?
I think Midler's it's the Restoration Project. Midler has done a lot of preserving green spaces in New York City, and so this is her annual Halloween event. And so now this year, instead of being in person, it'll be virtual. But it's kind of fun because everyone else gets to attend. This is not a public event every year, so if you want to see them all in costume and see all the other celebrities are there, it's kind of fun. But I also think that this is a prequel to there's been a lot of speculation about a Hocus Pocus 2, and so I think that this is kind of whetting everyone's appetite for that.
See,
so I think next year we'll see a full one, maybe.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle hosting a series of Time 100 talks next week. Magazine's published a new image of the couple. It's kind of a nice one, a sort of black and white image. This was before Meghan is supposed to appear to pay tribute to her late mother-in-law, Princess Diana. I thought this was kind of sweet. Did you see this? Any of the...
The pictures look great. I thought the picture... They look so much happier being in California.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. I think that was the right move for them.
Isn't she wearing the ring that would belong to the mother, Diana?
No, Kate Middleton has that ring, the sapphire.
Oh.
But I think their wedding, Meghan was wearing that aquamarine stone that was Diana's. I don't know if she got to keep that one or if it was just for the day. It was on loan.
I see she's wearing earrings and a bracelet that were worn at one point in time by Diana. So anyway, but I just think it's a nice warm. Yeah,
yeah,
sweet. It is. Michael C. Hall is going to return for Dexter. Another one of these 10-episode revival on Showtime. Who's going to watch that?
Every Dexter fan on the planet. I never watched it, but the people who were into it were so into it.
But I remember we talked about it, Jennifer. It was before, I think, you came along, Victoria, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dexter's have been a while. But yeah. I think it's funny that there's, like, no new creative ideas for for television. So now we're just like, okay, we've kind of, like, we've done it all. Now we just need to go back and do it all again.
Right.
That's a lot of the reunion.
Friends is back fun. Next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but, I mean, give us something new.
Something. All right, here's something new. If you're a gossiper, Taraji P. Henson, very affable and accomplished actress, confirming that she and her fiancé, Kelvin Hayden, have called it quits. They've been engaged for a couple of years. This year, apparently, when she had her 50th birthday, he was nowhere to be seen. She is 50, he's 37. She said, I just turned 50 and I hadn't said it yet, but it didn't work out. I tried. I said, well, let's do therapy. But if you're both not on the same page, excuse me, that happens. Anybody... I've had that experience. If you're both not on the same page, it doesn't work.
Right.
Henson, apparently, this guy was a football player. Anybody know who he played for? Anybody?
I don't know who he played for. I don't know the name. Yeah, I don't know.
Either. Yeah, I don't know him either.
He's obviously retired at 37, but yeah, I don't know how successful he was, but I don't know. I think it's interesting that, you know, she said her happiness was not his responsibility, and I think a lot of people do put that on their partner.
Your responsibility.
Sure.
It's nobody else's. It's yours.
Yep.
You. Amy Cooper. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She's the woman who caught on viral video calling in a false 911 report on a black man requesting she leash her dog in Central Park.
Oh, that was the Central Park lady. I couldn't remember her. Okay.
So she made a follow-up call, apparently, claiming he tried to assault her, according to prosecutors who are on... Yeah.
Well, no. There were two calls on the same day, but we didn't hear... The public didn't hear about the other call.
Right.
Yeah. So only when the cops got there, they asked her, because he had already left the scene, and so when the cops got there, they asked her if he did assault her, and then she admitted that she made that up. So now she's in court in New York, and the prosecutor wants to make an example of this, but also, you know, let people know this is a false call to the police. This is, you know, you're accusing someone falsely of doing
something. He was a bird watcher. He's just sitting there, for God's sakes.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd wipe her out.
Well, but the truth is, she pretty much lost everything.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, she lost her job and everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one final name in the news. Retired Admiral William McRaven said in an op-ed piece that while he is a pro-lifer, a pro-Second Amendment person, very conservative, he's backing Joe Biden for president. Do these things... I saw that. I've seen a lot of endorsements.
Who was this guy?
He was the former... He was in charge of the Bin Laden raid. And
so he's backing Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden didn't like the raid, so of course he got disrupted. 50 Cent came out. He's voting for Trump because he saw the tax plan. I don't know.
Really? 50 Cent needs all the help he can get with his finances.
I always think to myself, like, is there a celebrity that has actually really influenced a person?
We were talking about that, I think, yesterday. No, I don't think all that stuff is meaningless. So why do we even mention it? It's 48 after the hour. You take care of your body with diet and exercise. Make sure you take care of your brain as well with a dietary supplement, Prevagen. Prevagen will bring you a healthier brain and a much better life.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who's our expert. So we've got a focus on misinformation, which we could spend a lot. We could make a, you know what? You could almost make a radio program or a podcast out of all the misinformation, and then maybe there'd be a counter to it because the people that we would say, well, this is misinformation. It's kind of like fake news, only a better way of putting it. Well, we've countered it with our own overview. Yeah, we've got so many people spending so much time, Victoria, on information, misinformation, accusations. So where does all of this fall at the moment?
Well, this is a new study that's kind of eye-opening, really, because it's based on young people. And, these are digital natives. These are people mm-hmm. who a lot
what
of older...
Great expression, digital natives.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
I
haven't
heard that before.
Yeah, it's the term that's applied to the Gen Z, that's people who have, grown up with smartphones, Apple Watches, whatever you want to call it, smart everything. And so, you would think that they would be more immune to misinformation or they'd be able to spot it more easily. And it turns yeah. out, according to Stanford University, the researchers found in this new study that they did, college students are prone to being deceived online just like everybody else. So this new study is, it's 2020's first time voters. And that's who they went after. And they found that those voters, these young college kids, often struggle to sort fact from fiction despite their technical prowess on social media and with smartphones and technology in general. But it's the information that they really can't figure out. They were very easily fooled. This is sophomores, juniors, and seniors where they did not fact-check material. Even when they were given the time and the resources, they still took the easy way out and did not fact-check anything. The study says that it adds to a mountain of evidence that students struggle to evaluate the content that streams across their devices. And so they had to assess the trustworthiness of a news story. They had to evaluate the credibility of an informational website. And then they were allowed to use the Internet to complete their evaluations. However, they struggled with all three of the tasks. And they essentially just they couldn't figure out if sources were satirical or if they were if they threatened informed citizenship or if they were malevolent. I mean, they really just couldn't. They did not do well on this at all. And so 2/3 of the students failed to identify that a story was published on a satirical website and that it was not real. And in a second task, more than 9 in 10, that means almost all of them, failed to recognize that the website purporting to provide unbiased information on the minimum wage had actually been established by a public relations firm which represented a group of restaurants which are very much opposed to a minimum wage. So these kids just couldn't, I mean, this is almost all 10 of them. They could not figure it out. So it's a real problem, and this is if these kids can't figure this out, how are boomers on Facebook? It makes total sense why boomers just share everything on Facebook and they don't fact check anything. People just believe what they read, and it's pretty distressing.
Yep, it's in print, therefore it must be believed. On TV, got to be believable. Up next, the mystery that pilots are reporting over LAX with somebody flying around in a jetpack.
The Geek Out.
It's the mystery of Jetman. A couple of times in the last few months, an airline has reported to the tower at LAX they had just passed a guy in a jetpack. The first time it was reported by an American Airlines crew, and the last time a crew arriving on a Chinese airlines who spotted it at the frightening height of 6,000 feet. Now, while jetpacks are real, experts claim they're not really available on the consumer level, but they also can't hold enough fuel to get to that altitude, and that constraint is what limits them to no more than about 1,000 feet. Now, many wonder if what's being spotted is a prank, a drone with a mannequin attached, but we'll keep you posted on the mystery of Jetman, and we've tweeted links over at the Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scan, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, up next, a focus on Apple Music. What are they doing, Victoria?
Apple Music has done something really cool. They are kind of bringing back MTV from back in the day. They've launched Apple Music TV, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It is Apple Music videos on TV. It's a free, curated 24-hour live stream of popular music videos. You can watch it in the browse tabs of Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And it's interesting because they're kind of taking on YouTube, which right now dominates the music video space. But artists are still spending a lot of money making videos. So I think this is going to be great for the artists because it's another way to see all this content. And so the next big thing that Apple Music TV is doing on the 22nd, they're going to host a Bruce Springsteen special for his new album, Letter to You.
Ah, okay. There you go. An update on technology as it applies to YOU.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.